This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
Prank calls. It's time for Nacho's Revenge. The morning mess here. Can we say good morning to Tucker?
Morning.
How's it going, guys?
It goes. We heard you need some revenge on your lady Jennifer. What's going on?
Yeah, honestly, if you guys don't help me scare some sense into my wife, I'm going to lose it.
What is going on with your wife? Now I'm scared.
We've been married for 8 years, and every year of our anniversary, I get her a nice piece of jewelry, right? Earrings, necklace, bracelet, all real gems, all gold. Oh. And she used to take really good care of them. But now all I hear is, honey, have you seen my ring? Baby, I can't find my bracelet. And I keep finding them all over the house. Like, I hate to tell you to clean her, but, like, we're not rich people. It's hard work saving money.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Thank you. But at this point, I'm just so annoyed with her being so careless with them. Like, in the last straw, she forgot her wedding ring in the bathroom at work.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, thank God a coworker recognized and gave it back to her. But, like, when she told me the story, she was almost laughing, like, oh, silly me.
Oh.
You know, you work hard to do this for your wife, and then she just gets so careless.
Right. And I'm so sorry that that's the case. Question for you. If the situation was reversed, would she be so whatever about it if you lost jewelry, or would she freak out on you?
She'd freak out on me. I mean, if she worked hard for the money I had and then got me jewelry, and then I was just so flippant about it, absolutely.
I like that word, flippant. Okay, so what do you have in mind to teach her a lesson this morning? How can we help?
I'd like you to call her up for me and then say you've stolen her dog, Teddy.
Wait, you want us to do what?
You want her to steal her dog, Teddy?
Yeah, I mean, I can't stand that damn thing, but she loves him.
Oh.
And tell her you're going to exchange a dog for one of her diamonds. Ask her to find all of her jewelry. She won't be able to because I hid them.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Sir.
What?
I mean, if she knew where they're at, I wouldn't have been able to hide them, right?
Okay.
That is true. It just seems a little extreme.
So you want to pretend that I'm a dog napper and I'll exchange her jewelry for her dog?
Yeah, please.
Wow, this is
elaborate. This is so ridiculous. I love it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Well, all we need is your wife's number, and we're going to ruin her morning and teach her a lesson, Tucker.
Absolutely. I can give everything you need.
Okay. I need her social, too. You got that?
Oh, Joey.
I need it. Remember that?
God.
All right. Nacho's Revenge up next. Morning Mess. Okay, Morning Mess here in the middle of Nacho's Revenge, your favorite prank calls. We spoke to Tucker. He has issue with his wife, I guess, every year on their anniversary, the wedding anniversary. He gives her a nice piece of jewelry. It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
Except that she keeps losing all her jewelry. She misplaces them. She'll leave them at work. I mean, he has bought her diamonds and bracelets and rings. Even her wedding ring she's misplaced a few times, Tucker. And you're tired of it.
Oh, shut up. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So you've commissioned the Morning Mess to teach her a lesson this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Your idea is to pretend that I'm a dog napper?
Yeah. And, you know, ask for all the jewelry. And she'll get her dog back. And I guarantee she won't be able to find it.
Oh, my God.
Because you hid it, you said.
Well, once you couldn't find it to begin with. But she can't find it now because I hid them.
Oh, right. Gosh. You're crazy.
Is this what a relationship is all about?
Yes, it really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
All right. Goals?
All right, let's ruin your wife's morning and teach her a lesson to know where all her jewelry is, okay?
Thank you.
Hold on, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Jennifer, please?
This is she.
Hello, is this Jennifer?
Yes. Who's this?
Well, this is a person who should remain nameless. But we'll just say my name is Nacho. Nacho Chavez.
What's this about?
Well, Jennifer, you do not know this, but I have something of yours, something very important.
What is it?
Well, I have your dog, Teddy.
What?
No, listen, Jennifer, do not worry. I love dogs as well. I will cause no harm to him. In fact, we are great friends.
No, seriously, do you really have my dog?
Yes, I am a dog napper. He even likes my dog, Pepino.
What?
Oh, you playing hide your nose in his butt again. Oh,
what the hell is
so
going
cute.
On?
You
huh? Really
what?
Have my dog?
Yes, I have him right here.
Is this a prank or something? What's happening?
No, well, see, I'm a jewelry thief, actually, and I want your jewels. You have a very nice piece of accessories, and I want it all, okay? Do you hear me?
No, you're just some random-ass guy giving me this lecture about my dog. I'm searching for my dog.
You don't
right
believe
now.
Me. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't believe you at all.
No, I have your Teddy. He actually has a little tag. It says Teddy on it with two Ds, and it has your address listed here at 13 West Street. Remember that?
Oh, my God. Holy you really hit my dog.
Yes. Oh wow, you're really slow.
Well, where are you?
I've said that. Remember that?
What do you want?
Shut up, Teddy. Well, I want your jewelry.
Yes, you can have my jewelry.
Yes, I want all of it.
All right. I'm sorry, I'm really confused right now. You said you have my dog.
Yes.
Your name is Nacho.
Yes, with two O's.
And you want my jewelry.
Yes. Do you want your dog back?
But yes, oh. I want my dog back.
I wanted your jewelry.
Oh,
I need
God.
It. All of it. Your family jewels, everything.
Yes, you can have my jewelry. It's not even that nice. What are you talking about? I don't even know how you know
wow.
that I even have jewelry.
That was hurtful for the giver. Listen, I need proof that you have it first. I need you to email me a picture of it all.
Okay, I'm doing it right now.
Okay, you have a pen? Number two pencil? What do you got?
Yes, just give me one second. Yes, I have a pen right here.
Okay.
What is it?
You got a pen? My email.
Yes.
It's Are You Ready at Gmail.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's Are You Ready at gmail.com.
Yes, I'm ready. I told you I'm ready.
Oh, my goodness. I said, it's Are You Ready at gmail.com.
Yes, I'm ready. What's
oh, my God.
Email?
You know what the hell of it? Send it to It's Nacho with two O's at Hotmail, okay? Just send it there, okay?
Nacho,
dear Lord.
Two O's at Hotmail. Okay, great.
Okay.
I'll give you 2 seconds.
Okay, send it
see
over.
What I can find here.
We'll take the picture. Okay, then send it while I'm waiting. What kind of treats does Teddy enjoy?
Oh, my God.
Because my Pepino really enjoys the liver snaps. You don't like that? Oh, Teddy doesn't like that.
Okay.
You sent?
I just took the picture.
Mm-hmm. Okay, waiting. So cute. I might not even want the jewelry at this point. I really like Teddy. Okay, I got it.
You got it.
Yes, let me look at this. Oh, Jennifer, you think I'm dumb. This is not all your jewels.
Yes, it is. That's all I can find right now.
Well, half the jewels will get you half your Teddy. Which one do you want, the bottom or the top half? That's how we're playing this morning.
But I put everything that I can find in this one pile for you. If I can find anything else, I'll send it to you. But you gotta believe me, this is all I can find.
I don't believe you. Are you a Gemini? I don't believe Geminis.
Are you laughing?
Actually,
what is it?
That's your husband laughing. We're the Morning Mess. You're live on the radio. Tucker put us up to this prank call.
Baby, calm down. Your stupid dog is fine.
Wow. I really hate you right now.
Nacho!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.